All right. So go ahead.
Someone knocked on the door.
You were in the J building.
Yeah.
Right.
And the guy shows his badge. It might have been more than one guy. One or two guys. We're with the police. So we were kind of young, I forget. But might have been, you know, not teenage yet. So mother was home. So we asked mom to come over and speak to the detective. He said...
in Yiddish.
we need to use your apartment as an observation place, looking across from your bedroom window. They were doing some kind of spying on, so I think it had something to do with gambling. So for, I think it was for maybe a week or two, we had these detectives staying in our apartment, looking across the way. They were spying on something. I think it had something to do with
surveillance.
Gambling, yeah. So, and I don't remember what happened, but it was kind of an unusual experience.
Don't use any names now.
No. Okay.
Who it was.
All right. And so, but you saw somebody flying out the window one time.
Yeah.
Off at the I building.
Right.
Into what was then the park, or had been the park.
Right.
And then, sure enough. And then I couldn't have a hamburger at Aunt Pearl's house anymore after that.
It was too upsetting?
Too upsetting.
So do you... eating a hamburger still any place else, does it...
No, I don't eat hamburgers anymore because of whatever's in the hamburger, but had nothing to do with that.
Did the body look like chopped meat when it landed? And
actually, chopped liver, which is a different body part. But
it was later used in one of the hero sandwiches.
Right, right, yeah, from later. Kings.
That's right.
Was that the name of it, Kings?
Or the King?
The King.
The King.
The King.
But you guys never could have heroes there, right?
Right, yes, right, yeah.
But, you know, and I think I asked you this once, because when we went to junior high school 12, we ate out at Uncle's Heroes. So how did you, what happened then?
We really weren't kosher outside of the house. Now, Dad was really more concerned about being kosher in the house than Mom. So Mom, don't tell anyone, like once in a while, sneaking some ham into the house when Dad wasn't around. And outside of the house, Marv and I really weren't kosher all the time. So eventually we gave in and we had our bacon and ham.
Ooh.
So
we were never kosher in our house, but we never had ham or sausage.
No, we're going to get them to get about the game.
Good.
You know?
I'm on a medication that makes me dizzy.
Really?
Why don't we just go over there and challenge those guys?
Do you have sausage and ham?
Was bad for you.
I'm sure
Murray, they're talking about the heroes and about the kings and that. Because I said, how come we, when we went to 12, let me shut this up, we didn't do that.